This recording, Missouri 24, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was and veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted destiny of territory. So she was very happy to start her new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duck Street Towers. That area was so much near for her and more to her likings. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleeted jacket, picked up her kit and her headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman saved Sarah and offered a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animals could be suffering from a rare form of feet and mouth disease, which was a surprise because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for beautiful birds. Before long, that itch goose began to scratch around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose who owns Mary Harrison kept calling, "Command, command," which Sarah thought was the old choice for a name. Command was a strong and hug, so it would take some time to face the track her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stalking the goose lower back, which her palm then sing and turned to her. Finally, she emitted ether. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold into command. She gave her a relaxed bath. Once Sarah had managed the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that the vet diagnosis. Also, immediately she remained an affected temperament that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course treatments might be expensive, either five or six times the cost of penicillin. I cannot imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Hudson, a millionaire lawyer through it, was to be fair price, of course. I was born in city number one, St. Louis, Missouri, downtown, in the projects, born and raised there. We made the news. A young man got shot. To me, I really couldn't discuss it with nobody because I felt the young man was in the wrong. The cop wasn't doing nothing but doing his job. If he wouldn't have been where he was at the time, this would never happen. So I came to my pastor and I just told the pastor, this is my take of it. The young man would not be dead if he wasn't doing what he was doing, okay? You can say your child is this and your child is that, but once they out of your face, you don't know what your child is doing. You can't say what that man was doing when he wasn't in front of you, Mama. You cannot say that. I mean, come on, he might not need to be shot in the head two or three times, but he brought that on himself. He made his bed. He got the lie in it. You put that officer in that predicament. Why would you go to his car? If you in the middle of the street, why did you go to the car? You got what you deserve. I mean, come on, you asked for it. You get killed for $43. Two boxes of cigarettes. Okay, they both was wrong, but the man was doing his job. And I cannot take nothing back what I'm saying. And that's just how I am. I don't discriminate. If you're wrong, you're wrong. You didn't have to bring all of that, them guards and all of that. That didn't. You only made the pot worse. You only put more fire logs in the fire. You didn't help the situation. You made it worse.